Hey, welcome to the show. I'm Yanni Rude.
And I'm just Terrell. You ever been elsewhere and overheard two people having crazy conversations?
Yeah, well, we are those people. We've been having these conversations since college.
Yep, it's the Regular Guys Random Thoughts podcast, Love is Blind UK Season 2, recap of episodes 7 through 8. Be sure to like, subscribe, rate, and leave a review.
Would you call this the meat of the season right here?
Yeah, we're into the entree now. Everything else has been appetizers and a little amuse bouche. We're in entrees now.
And because you think about it, the next one is the parts that we like to skip through, which is the bachelor, bachelorette parties, the wedding dresses and all that stuff, yeah. And the tux fittings and all that. Mimi says these episodes were spicy. Agree? Because this is that part of it.
Yeah. This is where it got good. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Especially these two. Yeah. 7 and 8. I think it got really good.
Shout out to Shante. Said finally made it to a live.
Hey, welcome Shante. In.
Welcome to the live crew. also, Solis as well. Finally able to catch a live. Much love, guys. I appreciate you guys. Thank you for coming in. Hey, I hope that you not only wiped your feet on the mat on the way in, but you hit that like button. That's how you tell people, take your shoes off when you're walking. That's how you do it here. Hey, hit that like button. Now Matt is saying he got to keep it a buck. These episodes are boring.
That's Matt's hard to please. Like, nothing makes Matt happy. That's just who he is. That's fine.
Because exactly, Classy V said 7 and 8. Let's go. Dropped everything for this live.
Yes.
So let's not wait anymore. Let's just get to it, man. Because kicking off this one, starting off with Ashley and Billy.
Billy.
When we left last time, they were in the grocery store.
Yeah.
And as we pick back up, they're still arguing in the, is it the bakery department? Is it the meat department? Is it the cheese department? Because there were so many things they talked about that were all on Billy's list, except mince, broccoli, and rice.
Right. Yeah. So Ashley felt overwhelmed with how the way Billy thinks about food. He is so regimented, which military, I totally get it. I understand why he does it, because his focus is fitness. He's training soldiers. But she feels food for her shouldn't be controlled. And she was feeling like he was trying to control what she ate.
Right. And you understand what her issue was, right? She got bullied when she was 13 years old because she was a beanpole, as she called it, right?
Yeah.
Really slim. And so she looked at food as her as her comfort. And it's not if they were in the pods and she said this, he would have never picked her because he'd have thought she was 300 pounds. Because the way she said that, am I lying?
I can see that. If she brought that up in the pods, I'd be like, ooh, wait a minute.
It was nice knowing you.
Yeah. How often do you work out? I do yoga 3 times a week and ass.
Something to be says, I'm glad Ashley stood up for herself. She's going to need that energy dealing with Sergeant Billy. Yeah, definitely. Because I like the way she's like, I don't want to have to feel guilty about having a goodie cupboard. That's
right.
And she's right.
Yeah. There's nothing wrong with having snacks. But like, Billy doesn't have to eat them.
Right.
She might eat them. She's not going to get big on them. Mm-hmm. But it's whatever,
I don't know. I didn't get that from him where the controlling was that much. You got to be able to control your own your own urges, right? And that's the problem he had. And just control your own urges. Like Sully says, first controlling where she works and now what she eats. No. Shante says, I thought the grocery fight was unnecessary. He can eat what he likes and she eats what she likes.
I agree with that. Buy your own groceries, have your own cabinets, put a lock on it. Ashley, so that way he can't get to the cookies when he's fiending 2 o'clock in the morning. But I
need a cookie.
No, crisps. They call them crisps. And you gotta need crisps.
If it was cookies, she could have said, I got a cookie for you.
We're gonna talk more about the job thing, but I don't think he's trying to control the job. Mm-hmm. That conversation is valid, but this deal with the food,
disagree with. It's not as valid as you're trying to make it. We'll get to it. And Mimi says, leave that militant attitude on base. You are at home. Exactly. But we get some more insight into Billy when we meet Billy Sr.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And it's interesting as they're leading up to it, and he goes, well, I can't wait to meet, oh, was it Ollie? It was the dog,
yep.
Right? When Ashley says, yep. I can't wait to meet Ollie. He's like, oh, that's easy. Just feed him snacks. He'll be happy. Oh, and then, you know, I'm kind of nervous about meeting your dad. Just feed him snacks. He'll be happy.
Yeah.
So Billy's got a cool sense of humor, right?
Yeah.
What'd you think about this whole meeting with Billy Sr., though?
I thought it was great because the dad's a straight shooter. Dad says, look, I'm not going to lie. Mm-hmm. He looks at Billy. I trust you.
Mm-hmm.
And he looks at her like, hey, you seem really nice, too. But how real is this for you guys?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, the dad says one of his main concerns is before Billy got on the plane to go to this experiment, he said, I'll be fine if there's no flight attendants or cabin crew.
Right.
What he would have said.
He called them air stewardesses.
Yeah. I'm like, oh, snap.
Now, was this really an issue? Because this is something he has said before. That was an issue. So then why is it such a big reveal that he said that now?
It's not that it's a big reveal, mm-hmm. but they talked about that in the pods. And I think I would have preferred Billy to say, yep, Dad, I did say that before I left, but I got to know her and we talked about it. And this is something that we're going to work through. Because he said that they've talked about that and they're willing to work on it. Mm-hmm. And Ashley was blindsided because she thought the whole job thing was done deal. Like,
right.
We're good.
Exactly.
I wish he would have stuck up a little bit more for Ashley around what her job is compared to what he did.
Materialistic says the Irish English is wild. When Billy's dad said niggles, nearly spat up my drink. I'm glad I didn't take a drink of water and read your comment, Materialistic. Yeah. I'll be over here wiping out my computer right now.
Oh, wow.
Jesus. Did you catch that? Because I missed it,
but that's just hilarious. Because I would have thought the same, like, whoa, what'd you say?
back up a little bit. Back up. Well, there's so much more to get to with Billy and Ashley, and we'll get to them a little bit later as well. But Jed and Barter, these two. It's interesting. They're in the apartment, and Olivia, aka Barter's bodyguard, shows up, right?
Yep.
Okay. You knew where this was going, not just because of what Barter said about Olivia, but the minute she goes, how was the trip? It was a long ass drive. Y'all lucky I'm here. Now let's sit down and get this over with.
Yeah. She walked in with this skeptical look on her face. Yes. It's like, mm-hmm. Yeah. Olivia wasn't having it at all.
She was asking all the questions and not accepting any of those surface level answers that people like to give. Like she says, is it lust or actual love? What drew you to Barter over other people? And when he gives an answer, why? You know, have you ever had an argument yet? She was just
in. That's what a good friend should do. A good friend asks those questions. Mm-hmm. I would do it to you. You would do it to me.
Yeah.
I think that's what a good friend should do. And I love how Barter tries to say, well, look, it just feels, it's easy and it's so natural. And Olivia's like, yeah, I've heard that before. And you've been
hurt. That was the anvil. She dropped the anvil.
Yeah, she totally did. I've heard you say that many times before. And every single time, this feels so easy and it feels so natural. Then you get hurt.
Yeah. You know, Sandmai says, I hate when the friends are negative. Just be supportive. Do you think Olivia was negative?
She wasn't negative. She's just straight up. That's what a real friend should do.
Mm-hmm.
Like, Yanni is not going to let me do stupid shit.
Mm. Yeah, he never likes when I tell him the truth.
No, so. I don't like what he says a lot of times, but he's going to let me know I'm doing some stupid shit. And I'll be like, I'll be annoyed. I'll be mad. Yep. And then I have a couple drinks. I'll be like, God damn, he was right.
But in the moment, he's like,
and vice versa. I would tell him, hey, you're doing some stupid. I think that's what a good friend does. You're honest with each other.
Sam Mai's standing by. She had a bad attitude.
Well, I mean, she's skeptical of this whole thing.
True.
And she's been there with her friend when her friend keeps getting hurt. So she's just like, this is another opportunity for me to have to try to pick up the pieces for you because you're going to get hurt. I don't think she had a bad attitude. She's just being very direct.
Sum to be says, I think she was negative. Deep questions are great, but still show some support. And Mimi says, ask the questions, but leave the attitude at home.
I can't show support if a close friend of mine is doing something stupid. I can't. I just can't be like, oh, I'm happy for you if it works out. No.
No, because you got to go pick up the pieces again. Yeah. Monica
and says, if it goes bad, I'm going to be like, shooter. What did I tell you?
Exactly. Monica's right there. What you said, think she's just a straight shooter. And Shantae says, I think Olivia doesn't want her to repeat past experience and she's being protective.
Yep, I agree.
I can see that. I do like what Olivia said, though. She says she only sees one red flag. The only red flag she sees, right? After all of that. So it's not as negative as you think it is, because she asked a lot of questions that she only found one red flag. The question is, do you agree with this red flag? Because the only red flag she sees is that they haven't had an argument yet.
Yeah. I don't know, because I've not been in a lot of relationships where we argued. Mm-hmm. And in my current relationship, we've been 9 months. We haven't had an argument. Have I pissed her off? Yeah. And did we talk through that? Yeah, but it was an argument. It was just like, hey, you're mad. Why did I make you mad? Okay, I'm learning you. My bad. But I've never been in relationships where we would like argue a whole lot. So I don't really have any context for this.
Right.
Because in my mind, you don't really argue. You can have disagreements, but I think there's a difference between disagreement and an argument.
Right. And I think that is key, because the argument is that's escalating it, right? The disagreement is how do you handle the disagreements? That's a different thing. Shantae says she doesn't think it's a red flag. And Rocky asks a really good question. I wonder if Barta embodies that directness also. That may surface with Jed. I believe that. So, okay. Remember what I said about Barta always wanted to take the lead and all of this?
Yeah.
I'm sure that's why she laughs, smiles, everything with Olivia with these direct questions. She knows it.
Yeah.
They're cut from the same cloth, right?
Yeah.
So Matt says it's not a red flag.
I don't think it is.
Okay. So we're good there. You see, you and Matt on the same page, finally.
That's right, Matt. Finally. Aligned. One of us.
Well, a little bit. Javin takes Katisha to his flat.
Yeah.
And I don't know if you saw this, but I thought there was a lot of awkward conversation, including the one about Javin's blanket that he's had since secondary school.
This whole thing, and I keep saying this, every time I see these two together, it is just cringeworthy. It's painful to watch, because I feel like they have nothing really to talk about.
Mm-hmm.
And he had the same blanket since he was, what, did you say middle school?
No, secondary school, that's high school.
Okay, so secondary school. Yeah, that's a long time
ahead. Because primary school is grade school, then secondary school is high school.
Yeah, got it.
Yeah.
Whatever.
There's nothing wrong with having the comfort.
Grow up, yeah. It's like having
a race
car bed, you know.
Well, okay, that's different. I had a pillow for the longest time.
Yeah. You got Star Wars sheets. I've had these since I was kids.
Okay. Hey, adults go to Star Wars. Stop that. There's a difference between the race car bed and Star Wars sheets or a blanket you've had for a long time or a pillow. Okay. All right. Let's move on. What do you think about the conversation about aligning schedules, though? Because when they finally started to have an awkward conversation, it just got even more awkward. Because they were actually communicating here, but was it good?
No, it wasn't good. And this conversation is where I went a whole different direction in my head about this couple. Mm-hmm. So she's trying to talk about how they align on schedules when they, you know, move in and all that stuff. And she was like, she wants to have dinner together. And he's like, well, how many nights a week? Like, what's the number? Which I thought, okay, that's an interesting question to ask.
You know why I wasn't surprised by that question? And to be fair, and notice I've only done one every time, the last few times I've said that. And just because I'll probably do five more. Yeah.
Yeah, we're 15 minutes in.
He said that when they were in the pods. And I thought they were talking about sex the first time I heard it. Yeah. And I watched it the second time, and I was, oh, no, they're talking about eating together. But he did that with sex too. How often, how many times? I need a number. I think that's just part of him.
Yeah.
Because he keeps saying, I need a number. Don't just tell me these vague answers.
So he has like a little clicker. So every time they have sex, he's like, click. We ate together. Hey, click.
We've hit the quarter already. We're at three. I'll see you next week.
We're at three. See you next week. So no, this she wants to have dinner every evening, which is totally nice. Nothing wrong with that.
Right.
What I didn't like was his response to that. He was like, well, sometimes I work late. No, actually, I always work late. Monday through Thursday, I'm not home till 9. Mm-hmm. So we can eat together if you don't mind eating late. She says, okay, well, great. I normally eat like 10:30. Yeah, great. I eat late all the time. He goes, what time do you normally eat? Well, 10:30.
She said 9:30, yeah, 10. Yeah, 9:30, 10. Yeah.
I'm in bed by 10.
Which is nuts.
Yeah, so he doesn't want her. Like, that's what this whole conversation told me right at this moment. I'm just like, he does not want this girl.
Yeah. Damn, are we really going that far? Materialistic said this man on some Ekiche. He got to bed at 10 p.m. ish. F out of here.
why is Ike catching strays? Let him alone.
Ike need all the strays. Let's be real. Why is Javin catching some Ekiche strays? That's the real question.
Yeah.
It was really bad, and it really does show that he has no compromise in him when it comes to her. And it's because you compromise for who you want to,
right?
She ain't it for him, and we're seeing that right now, right? Well, she's still going to be the first woman to meet his mom and sister, right? And it's interesting because before she gets to meet them, he gives us a quote from his mom, right? Mm-hmm. Which is, as they're talking about, oh, well, promise, can we make a promise to do this? He's like, hey, my mom always told me a promise is a comfort to a fool.
That's some single mom logic.
Is that any worse than promises are made to be broken?
Just saying. I'm just like, yeah. He has these things in his head. I'm like, no, dude. You got to think differently. I get you respect your mom, you love your mom, but as you become a man, you got to say, okay, she said this, but here's what I've observed in the world.
You know, some people actually listen to their mom at some point.
I can't relate, I guess, because I've always been defiant. I've always been defiant, but I'm just saying, I'm not going to.
And you always thought you were right.
My mom used to tell me if I go outside in the winter after I get out of a shower without a jacket on, I'm going to catch a cold.
Did you?
That's a lie. No, that doesn't happen. Your pores are open. That's what she would tell me. Your pores are open. Don't go outside with your pores open. I'm not going to get sick because my pores are open because I took a shower before I went outside.
Yeah. Interesting that Toya says this because this is exactly what I thought when we get to meet Javin's mom and sister. The look on Javin's sister's face when they said they were engaged said it all.
Yeah.
That spoke volumes, didn't it? Because she didn't seem happy at all.
Danielle wasn't having it. She's like, okay then.
She's like, hey, I'm engaged. I've been planning it for 18 months. First of all, it's way too damn long. That's way too long. Okay. I'm just going to say. And she does remind us, and Katisha, hey, this is the baby of the family. So she put the big sister growl out to let her know. That's our baby brother, and we're going to make sure he's all right. So watch yourself.
Yeah. And Danielle was similar to Olivia. Danielle was asking some good questions because she asked, like, what makes y'all compatible? And Katisha's like, oh, we connect in the pods, have similar values. She's like, "What? Give me some specifics. Mm-hmm. What do you have?" And really, that answer to me that she came up with was crap. And her and Javon were like, yeah, we're just very similar. And we did. I'm just like, no, you're not similar. Y'all are boring. Oil and vinegar. You should not be together.
Danielle's like, well, yeah. Can you pinpoint some of them for me? The things that y'all are so connected on. I like the way she was. Okay. So she asked great questions. She asked in-depth questions. Are we going to give her the pass on the attitude too? Or are we going to go ahead and condemn Danielle because of her attitude?
I don't think she had an attitude at all. I think she was just like Olivia. Direct. What?
Well, yeah, but say you didn't think Olivia had an attitude either, so I know you didn't think she did.
Exactly. No, I think, both of them don't have an attitude.
Uh-huh. Materialistic says sister's probably a little slighted. Baby brother is stealing the limelight yet again. Now, Shante says Big Sis was sassy. Even though Mimi says she didn't have an attitude at all. Sandmai says his sister was great. He says it's all about delivery. I like how, that's, you knew the question was coming. Why?
Yeah.
I do like that Danielle actually gave Katisha a lot of insight into Javelin, though, and made us understand him a little bit more, right?
Well, it made him sound like he's a sociopath because
that's what you got out of this.
Yeah, that's what I do. If he's mad, he'll smile. If he's sad, he'll smile. When he's happy, he's smile. He's always happy. That sounds like a sociopath to me.
Well, call me a sociopath because I laugh when I'm pissed off too. And there's nothing good behind that laugh.
I've seen you pissed off, and there was not always laughing.
I didn't say always.
I'm just saying, yeah.
No, she said always. Wait. There's a difference.
Exactly. Yeah, it's not always laughing like she described her brother.
Right. something to be said, Daniel gave her red flags and warnings, and she just got more delusional. It kind of, because she's feeling like she can't read him. And he's like, yeah, you can't. You're just going to have to wait till he tells you. Pretty much is what she told him.
Yeah. It's like dating Dexter.
Damn.
All right. That's crazy to me.
Oh, Mimi's adding to the list. When he's on his F-boy-ish, he smiles.
Yes.
Well, look, you knew this was coming. You knew this was gonna be one of those moments. It's the Pod Squad meetup.
Yep.
Let's dive into that. But first, a message from our sponsors. I'm kidding. Thank you. Thanks for hanging out with us, man. We do appreciate you guys. Do us a favor. Please hit that like button. If you're not subscribed, please subscribe and hit the bell for notifications. As you saw everybody getting ready, we could have done without one of those shots in there. We won't even talk about it. But then we do see Javin and Kieran talking, right? And it's interesting to hear this conversation since we already heard it before. But it almost feels like, okay, let's manufacture this a little more so we can get some more from Javin, because now he says he's not in love at the moment.
Right.
And he doesn't think he can say, I do, if he's not in love.
Yeah. But then it's funny. He said, what if you can see yourself with someone, but you're not in love with them? Could you still say yes?
I like how Kieran's like, well, how can you see a future with someone that you're not in love
with? Exactly. Exactly. This is the reason y'all shouldn't be together.
Right. That was a great point. But here's the thing that I don't think a lot of people caught, though, right? And maybe you did. Maybe you did. But Katisha walks up, right? Mm-hmm. And when she walks up, she's like, oh, what are you guys talking about? Kieran is a damn good liar because he hid the lie in the truth. Mm-hmm. Oh, we're talking about, you know, decision day.
Mm-hmm.
Now, women, if omission is a form of lying, how badly did Kieran lie this then?
Yeah, he lied. But then what about Katisha? I'm a yes. She's lying to herself.
Yeah, but still, I mean, you know, she's living in La La Land in this one, thinking that she can change this man. Then one of the things that we did see is Sarova, who is chatting with the girls and tells them about how her mom has been on her ass via text.
Yeah.
And because she feels left out of the whole process. Like, how are you wearing a ring and I haven't been there to help you out through all of this?
Right. Yeah, you know, this whole interaction is interesting to me because I've known a lot of people of Indian descent that are trying to please their parents and grandparents. Mm-hmm. And I feel like that's what she's doing. And so I want to know, are you going to step up and, you know, defend with your choice? Or are you going to let your mom run you? Because you're too old. She's too adult, in my opinion, to be in this situation. And she's never challenged her mom.
Mm-hmm.
Come on.
I mean, you got to understand culture, too.
I get it. I'm just saying you're grown.
Okay, you're looking at this with your American eyes. Unpeel those.
I can't look at them with any other eyes. I have American eyes. That's all I got. I've never. What do you want me to do?
What do you want me to do? I'm sorry. See, Tay Hussein, the same thing. It's cultural.
I hear you.
And it's something to be like, I'm with Sarova's mom. That's the culture. Yeah. Now
I get it's the culture. I'm just saying I don't agree with it.
So do you agree with Toya though? Sarova should have explained the process to her mom.
Yes.
Toya says it's also a free wedding. Mama should better get on board.
Shut up. You ain't got to pay.
That's why the daddy, they didn't bring the daddy up there. He's like, hey, hold up. Be quiet. Let her be. Because we already said we paid for the first one, not the second one.
Yeah. Well, and I will say the people that are trying to say it's cultural, let me just challenge that, because she went on a dating show that was an experiment to get married to somebody that you just, that you didn't see before. Mm-hmm. So I get it, but yeah, she chose to do this. So to me, she already was, you know, showing her independence, and she should just keep riding with that. You can't say, well, it's cultural, but yet she made a choice to do this. The other thing I don't understand is a lot of Indian people, they do arranged marriages.
Yeah.
How is this any different?
Indian matchmaker. Did you ever watch that?
How is this any different? How is this any different? They got a chance to pick, but they knew each other about the same amount of time that the matchmaking happens, and then you get married in 4 or 5 weeks.
You want to know how different this is? The parents had no say-so.
Exactly.
Yeah. How is this different? That's the difference. That's the big difference. Well, look, you know, we were waiting to see who would show up, right? Patrick shows up, and Anu shows up, and we let's just get through these two real quick, because obviously Anu still has a lot of animosity towards Patrick, because as she comes in, she's loud as ever, hugging everybody, and Patrick is right there, and he's like, Patrick, and she goes,
yeah. Yeah, that was just childish, in my opinion.
Very.
Yeah. And I just thought, I mean, just give the guy a hug. What's the big deal?
Even if you don't want to hug him, shake his hand.
Yeah.
Because she was, oh my God. It was nuts. Because I felt like she fell 52 notches immediately when she did that. And my first thought, Patrick, you dodged a bullet, because this is a nasty woman. Because then hearing her talk with the women, just nasty.
Yeah. She says he blindsided her with his rectum or spleen or whatever. That's
what his splenic rectum. Oh, what she called? She called it a spinal rectum and called it a splenic rectum later. Now that was funny. Still immature, but funny.
It was funny. It was funny.
Here's the crazy thing. We're going to get to this right now, because Assumpta B says she made Patrick look like the normal one, and he's a huge weirdo.
Yeah.
Everybody thought so, right? But here's what happened. The women are trying to encourage her to talk to Patrick, right?
Yep.
And she's still mad because he didn't propose. Say, oh, he did me wrong. He didn't propose. Okay. Maybe you forgot the rules of the show.
Right.
They go off to the side, and they start talking. And she is mad that he didn't. The first thing she says is, you didn't even try to contact me.
Why? Why would I?
That's my question. Like, should he have tried to contact her?
No, not at all. We broke up.
Yeah.
I figure I'm good. I knew I'm going to see you at some point. Mm-hmm. But right when we got out of the pods, no, I didn't feel the need to reach out to you. You're not my person.
Okay. I know you don't like the apology tour, but Patrick tried to apologize. Do you think that he should have?
I don't think he really owed her an apology. Now, keep in mind, I'm going off the editing that I saw.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know what other things were said that maybe we missed.
Right.
But to me, it seemed like he just realized that, hey, she's not it. And there were a lot of conversations that they had in the pods where I'm looking at Anu, I'm like, what's your deal?
Look, the conversation we saw told us enough. That was like, yeah, this ain't it. When she was stuffing her face with sushi while this man is asking deep questions, trying to get to know her better after they had an awful date the date before, and you can't even have the decency to have this conversation, and you're just giving all these bullshit ass answers. Of course, that man's going to walk away. You made up his mind for him. Yeah. You did that. Just because you sing back up for Rod Stewart doesn't mean he's going to stick around. See, exactly. Name drop. So, as he's trying to apologize, she's just cutting him off, yelling and going all over him. And I'm just like, as she goes from 0 to 100 real quick,
mm-hmm.
I would have walked away.
Yeah.
You would have walked away.
Oh, 100%.
Patrick stayed there and took it. The whole time I'm thinking, this is why you're a single woman, right? Because I don't think she realizes she's the only one looking stupid in this moment. Even though the other girls, like Sorova's over there, oh, she's really going in. I'm like, no, she's making herself look like an idiot.
No, she doesn't realize she's doing it. That's just what she's doing. Mm-hmm. She's just losing her shit over nothing.
I like when Patrick says to her, there's no way you and I were meant to be together.
Right.
Okay, what did you think of Anu then insulting his scarf?
It's petty.
Very.
Yeah, it's just everything about that whole thing was petty.
Best line from Patrick had to be when he went back over to the fellas and he's like, yeah, no, I just feel like she's being true to herself.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I agree with that. I agree with that.
So, interesting person who became the unexpected life of the party, Javin. Right? Because think about this.
Mm-hmm.
He's talking to Anu,
mm-hmm.
and he tells her now that he's met her, he wishes they dated more in the pods.
Yeah.
What's that say?
He's flirting. That's what that says. He's flirting.
Then Yolanda walks in, and what happens here?
He can't keep his eyes off Yolanda. Look at that booty.
There's even more, because I know you took better notes of me than in this part, where of what he, the convo he had when she walks in with Anu.
Yeah, because Anu's looking at him, and she goes, oh, when Yolanda walks in, Anu tells Javon or Javin, whatever, that mm-hmm. that's Yolanda. Mm-hmm. And he just starts looking at it, and she's like, why are you looking? He starts laughing. He says, you got to try to get me in trouble.
Yeah, because he was, like Shante said, moving the room like a single man. Eyes just everywhere, wandering eyes everywhere, right? Well, Demola comes over and speaks to him. They have mm-hmm. a little chat. What'd you think of their convo?
I thought it was really respectful. And Demola was saying it's strange for her to change her decision in 24 hours. And if she can make a sporadic move like that, then she's not right for him.
Mm-hmm.
And I like the fact that they're cool with each other. I mean, I feel like they just kind of broed it out.
Yeah.
No hard feelings at all, you know?
I like the fact that he called it a blessing in disguise.
Yeah.
He said, her changing her mind was a blessing in disguise. She ain't for me. We good. And to which Javin said, great. Now move so I can go talk to some of these women. As he was over there talking to Yolanda.
And yeah.
She's asking him if he's happy.
Yeah.
Red flags here in his responses.
Well, red flag. She's like, how's it feeling? How you feeling about getting married? And are you liking it? And he just took a drink and wouldn't answer. That's not a good look.
No.
Well, but I mean, it's telling us what we already know. You don't want to be with Katisha.
It's saying a lot to us and to her.
Yeah.
Because he's fishing.
Yeah.
Right. That's how you throw it out there. Just to see, does she follow up on that? Right. Now. The other person that everybody was waiting to see show up was Sophie.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Sophie walks in, and do you think her dress, that extremely short dress, was appropriate for the Pod Squad meetup?
Yeah. Because there's cameras. Yeah. It's appropriate.
So everybody's waiting to see Karen's reaction when he lays eyes on her.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think he did a good job?
He did a good job. No, okay. He did a good job of not trying to over exaggerate or anything because he knows Megan's looking at him.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no. He did a good job of that.
He felt her eyes. Yeah.
Yeah.
What do you think of when Sophie was over there talking to Megan and then even talking about Kieran's jacket?
It's fake. That's just fake, Sophie.
Yeah.
I can't believe you let him wear that jacket.
Megan's trying her best to ignore this, but you can tell all of this is bugging her, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. But yeah. She did a good job of letting it go.
So interesting enough, we're going to get this conversation with Karen and Sophie, right?
Mm-hmm.
But before Karen goes over to talk to Sophie, he went to talk to Megan first. Good move?
Yeah. Just let her know, hey, I'm going to go talk to her real quick. Just feel like we got to have a conversation. Are you good? Great. Mm-hmm. Definitely the right move.
Yeah. It definitely was the right move. And as we'll find out later, it was, because Megan is got a lot going on in her head in this moment, right? Kieran apologizes and for everything that went on in the pods. And, you know, and Sophie's like, hey, I don't deal with rejection in real life, so that was a bit much.
I thought this whole conversation was bullshit, because I'm looking at Kieran and he wants to thank her for being a part of his process.
Yeah.
So, which is a weird thing to say. It's like saying, thank you for helping me not pick you and picking Megan. I appreciate it.
Megan appreciates it. We both
appreciate it. We both thank you for being yourself, so I didn't pick you. That's to me what he said.
And we'd like to invite you to the wedding.
Yeah. You can be our flower girl.
They do hug it out at the end. It's a pretty quick convo that we see, at least, right? Yeah. And she says, I really do wish you the best. Do you believe her?
Yeah, I think she does.
Now, I do too, because when she went back and was talking to the women and they're like, did you get closure? She goes, I think he got closure. Yeah. I was already over it.
Yeah.
Because she had time to get over it after they got out of the pods, right?
Yeah. She's been out for a few weeks. She's like, yeah, I'm good.
Mm-hmm. So what do you think about when Kieran went back and was talking to Megan? Because Megan seemed really annoyed with Sophie and Kieran. Why?
I don't know. I mean, I didn't really think a whole lot of that. I just think he's just talking because he's saying that he doesn't understand all the things people have been saying about Sophie, because what he saw when he met her was what he had in the pods. Mm-hmm. But yeah, that's one-on-one that you got. But there's another side to Sophie.
Yeah.
And once he watches this, he'll see it.
Yeah. The thing that gets me though is for Megan to be making a big deal. I'm just mad that he can't see it. Of course he can't.
Yeah.
Of course he can't. He's not supposed to. He was never meant to. Sophie though says Javin looks exactly as she thought he would, and then tells us she didn't think that him and Katisha, she didn't see them together. She didn't see that them being a match. Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Did you kind of figure what was about to happen next was going to happen here with these two flirting?
Javin's been eyeing her since she got there. Mm-hmm. So he goes and starts to, can I talk to you for a second? And I'm thinking to myself, why? It'd be one thing if there was some story that they had the strong connection in the pods. Right. If they did, we didn't see it. But like, why do you want to talk to her? And this whole conversation is flirty because she said she can't sit in that dress. He said, why not? And she said, then everyone would see her vagina. And he said, no comment.
Yeah, he's like, well.
Yeah. Yeah.
Materialistic says, if only I had tomatoes to throw at this MF-er. Boo this man. Yeah. High vibes says, Sophie seems to like some chocolate.
She does seem like she likes a little coffee in her cream.
Yes, because she was the way she smiled at him. She'd flick her hair to the side and look up at him. She knew exactly what she was doing, right? So she asked Javin if he's happy and if he thinks that he made the right choice. Mm-hmm. And he tries to cop out. And she kind of holds him like, no, that's a cop out when he says, I'm always happy. Mm-hmm. Then he finally says there's still some hurdles to overcome.
Mm-hmm.
Was that his way of saying, you're saying there's a chance? To her.
Yeah. That's like Anderson .Paak and Bruno Mars. I'ma keep the door open. That's what that was. He was keeping the door open just in case.
Yeah.
It doesn't work out. And then he goes straight to asking, hey, are you dating anyone?
Yep.
And she said, no. Then she's like, what do you want from me? And he said, nothing right now. Flirty.
Yeah. Yeah. And hey, don't you live right around the corner?
Yeah.
Materialistic says these two deserve each other. Toya agrees with you. The door is open. And Rocky says Sophie wants to try out some penis covers with. Even though Lisa's saying, "Hey, Sophie just wanted some screen time."
She got it. She wanted.
She definitely did. Look, the flirting is heavy. The chemistry is heavy. You can see it all, right? And even Katisha sees this from across the room, which Javin doesn't seem to care. Mm-hmm. And she's like, hey, if you can take my man, you can have him.
Yeah. You believe her? Yeah. Because she doesn't really want him either. They're both wasting our time.
So, look, Sophie knows. She's looking at the clock like, hey, people are going to have a lot to say about us talking for this long. But we haven't finished our conversation.
Yeah.
Again, the door wide open.
Yep.
Trouble's on the down the road, man. We already kind of know this, right?
Yep, 100%.
Okay, so moving on to when after the meetup, back at the crib, Katisha, obviously still bothered. What'd you think of this whole exchange between her and Javin?
Well, you can tell that she's pissed about him talking to Sophie.
Right.
And she asks, how does talk with Sophie? And he's like, it was good. She has good banter.
Banter.
And then banter. I like how he...
That's banter.
I like how he flipped it. He said, also had enjoyed talking to Damola.
Which was it was interesting, you know.
Yeah.
Purposeful in what he did.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Do you think it was also purposeful the way he was being non-communicative with Katisha? Just being really short.
They've not been communicative the whole time. So it's par for the course. You know, but at this point, Katisha's like, you know what? I'm going to bed. Gives him a kiss goodnight. And he's like, I'm going out.
That's my cue.
Yeah.
So the next morning, they're talking about it. And in this conversation, it's interesting because he names everybody who's there. Right?
Yeah.
Anu, Yolanda, Sophie, Damola,
Patrick,
Kieran, and Megan.
Yep. Yeah. Yeah.
There's a whole lot more being said in this conversation. And I think you can see it just in their interaction, right?
Yeah. Well, I think at this part, I don't think she's concerned about who was all there. Mm-hmm. She was wondering, like, why would he go out? Is he going to get drunk and be hungover to come meet my parents? She seemed to be focused on that, which I thought was weird, is because she's not seen him hungover before.
Right.
So it makes you think he would do that. And then she asked him, go ahead.
Which makes me question. And this is where I think you would be a little bit more skeptical of that. Like, was that even what it was? Or was she worried that he was out there still hanging with Sophie? That the name he was looking for was Sophie the whole time, because that's what she saw at the meetup.
I don't think so. Because again, she doesn't care about that man that much. I don't think she was worried about that. But then she asked, like, could you see that I was upset when he left? And he said, no, but I wish you would have expressed it.
Mm-hmm.
But again, she's never seen him hungover. So why would she think he'd be over to meet her family? And then it winds up being, okay, well, her previous exes did dumb stuff like that.
Right. So she knows.
Yeah.
She knows. What did you think when they went to meet Katisha's mom and siblings?
That was a lot. That was a lot of energy. If I was Javin, I'd be like, man, this is a lot. But
well, they're young kids.
I thought it was. Yeah, but they were so excited to see Katisha, and I think that's really cute. Her family's face when she said they're engaged and getting married in a couple weeks was priceless. Because, like, all of them, even the kids, were like,
what? you think that's what it is? They were all, they all know this is not happening?
Yeah. Yeah, they're like, whatever. Can we go play now?
Yeah.
we can go play. You can go. Okay, bye.
The fact that they actually even left that in there in the edit was kind of wild, right?
Yeah,
Materialist says too many damn kids. Something to be says the kids wanted to go play. They were over the fakery. Mm-hmm. Lady J says it was a waste of time for him to meet her mama.
Well, knowing what we know now, yes, it was a waste of time. But here's what was great about meeting her mom. Uh-huh. Her mom told her, like, you need to study how my man treats me.
Right.
And he says, how does he treat you? Like a queen. And that's what Katisha wants. And the whole time I'm hearing this, I'm like, Damola was the guy to do all that.
Yeah.
And you picked this turd instead.
She wanted the familiar. And she got the familiar.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. She did.
And that's. It's almost like you could see her the morning after thinking, like, damn, am I really in the same cycle again? It's like deja vu. Sly asked a great question. Where was Papa? Sometimes the dad's just
everybody. Don't be there. They don't want to come on camera.
Yeah.
I wouldn't if I had if little Terrell Jr., TJ, was on a reality dating show. And it's like, Dad, no, you're not coming to the house with cameras.
Nope. Yeah. Yeah. I feel you. Nah, we ain't doing that. That's why they went Sky Zone.
Yeah.
So we get to see Kieran and Megan as well, right? And now we get another side of that night out.
Yeah.
After the Pod Squad meetup, because Megan had a lot to say about Javin hanging with the Pod Squad girls and her need to tell Katisha. Does she?
Well, that's her friend.
Mm-hmm. That now, she's known for less than...
She's known Katisha as long as she's known Kieran.
Okay, yeah.
So I get it, but it's just what you would do. I would do the same if... And I know I've known you for 30 plus years, but I would do the same. I'd be like, hey, man, you know, I saw this. I would tell you. And I think she's just feeling guilty, like she should say something. I don't see anything wrong with it. And I think Kieran was supportive. It's like, look, that's your friend or your mate.
Okay.
You would be a good friend if you didn't mention it.
Okay. But to your point, 30 years or 30 minutes, right? Because y'all had a lot to say about Cal wanting to talk to Katisha about what she did to his homeboy.
Yeah, but in this situation with this Love is Blind deal, they're all bonded. Like, have you noticed how you keep seeing people on these on social media, how different couples from different seasons are all hanging out because they're bonded by doing something that none of us could really fathom.
Right.
So it's the bond is a little bit deeper than we just met a couple weeks ago.
Right.
And now I'm a ride or die for you.
Right. This is like pretty much what you're saying, something to be saying. Megan is a real girl's girl. And Kieran's saying, do what you need to do. He respected her.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. I get it because, you know, at that point, because it's almost like she was saying that so that if he felt he needed to, he could talk her out of it. Right. And
right,
he didn't. He's
right.
Like, no, that's your girl. If you want to talk to her, go ahead and do it. Right. And we'll get to that because that's its own mess. And speaking of messes, Cal and Sarova. Meeting Sarova's mom, who's still mad, and sister. They look like they mean business when they sat down.
Right.
And is it me or was Cal shook?
They were, yeah, because they came prepared to do a merger and acquisition. They came prepared. He just thought they were having dinner. No, they had an agenda.
Mom was not playing too, man. She's asking questions like, what made my daughter different? And this is where Cal let me down. He has been good this entire time. And I thought this was the end of them at that moment. Because even Sarova was like, Jesus, what is wrong with you?
Yeah, he fumbled, just mumbling, stuttering. Mm-hmm. Like, dude, sound like you have some sense. Where's all that confidence that you had?
Think about the answer. What made her different? Well, she had a posh accent. I like that. And it was going to be new and different and exciting for me. Like, whoa. Yeah. And we both like fitness. I was like, dude.
I'm surprised he didn't say, I've never dated an Indian girl. So this is exciting.
Mama would have picked up and let's go right now.
Yeah. Yeah.
So did you notice when this whole conversation switched, right? The mood in this conversation switched when it was Sarova standing up to her mom.
Yeah.
She's saying, like, look, I'm doing... Using her American eyes.
Yeah.
She's using your American eyes.
Yep.
I've always done it by the book. I've always done it the way you wanted it done. Let me do it my way. You should trust me enough the way you raised me to make the right decision.
Yeah.
You liked that moment, didn't you?
I did. Good for Sarova. She had to stand up to her mom. And I love how she said it. Like, do you trust me?
Mm-hmm.
Because if you think I'm going to be stupid to do something crazy, then you don't really know me that well. I respect how she handled it.
Yes.
And what happened after that? All of a sudden, her mom comes around.
Yeah. You know why? Because Cal, after watching Sarova stand up, he realized, oh, snap, I need to stand up too. And he finally puts words together to make sentences that make sense. He said some stuff to make the mom smile. I was like, okay, go ahead. And the women are all in here talking about Sarova saying she found her voice. Sean said she found her voice, and I was proud of her. Mimi giving her some applause there. A lot of it that was saying, even Lady J saying here, Mama is gorgeous. Cal gave me secondhand embarrassment at first. I kept saying, oh, no, over and over again. Yeah. at one point, you know, when somebody does something on TV and you just can't, you got to stop watching because you're like, oh my God, I'm feeling that secondhand embarrassment. I understand what you're saying, Lady J, because I did the same thing. I felt bad for him. The mom gave her approval. You good with that?
Well, I mean, I got to be good with it. She gave her approval. Like, what am I going to say? I don't approve of her approval. Yeah.
Yes, exactly.
She gave her approval. She's good. Mm-hmm. Great.
Now, Cal and Sarova had a dinner date after, and there were a lot of great things said, right? Including Cal thanking Sarova for standing up for him and for their relationship.
Yeah. Yep.
And the one thing she didn't say that he should know is the blonde-haired, blue-eyed, British white queens he used to like wouldn't have done that, Cal. Remember that.
Well, what was interesting that Cal said is that he feels so comfortable with her to live with her because in the past, he didn't like spending too much time with other girls, other relationships he's had. He didn't like spending too much time with them.
Mm, yeah.
So that makes me get a little shaky. I'm like, I don't know, Cal.
Okay. Haven't you ever been around someone that came in for a weekend and by Friday night, you're like, when's your flight?
Yeah, but I knew that going into it.
But that's what he's saying. Yeah. He's never spent that much time around somebody and not been like, oh, okay, I'm ready for them to leave. Or I'm ready to get away. But he never felt that with her. And for the right person, you want to be up on, you like your space at times, but with the right person, you'll be underneath them the whole time. Hey, if you didn't think it before this dinner, let us know, man. I think these two are going to make it, right?
Maybe.
We'll see. We'll get to predictions. Ashley and Billy. These two out swimming in cold water, crazy. But they're going to go meet. Before that, they actually go meet Billy's mom and sister.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting that Billy and his sister are having a conversation about this whole cabin crew thing again.
Yeah, yeah. The mom was cool with Ashley, no issues there.
Yeah.
But the sister, listen, Billy's talking about the, you know, her being on cabin crew and having different schedules. It's getting to the point where it's annoying now.
Yes.
Yeah, it's getting to like, dude, Billy, this is you. You're the problem.
Mm-hmm.
She's already told you that she doesn't mind leaving her job, but she's not going to do it until y'all get married. Like, why would she even consider that until you actually get to the altar and say, I do? So Billy's being a little annoying about this.
Or as Sly A says, Billy is silly. Yeah, because why you keep bringing this up? In the meanwhile, while he's doing all of this, Ashley's out there. I can't wait for you to be my mother-in-law. I'm like, girl, if only you could hear the conversation happening in the kitchen.
Exactly.
They go swimming in the cold water. Mm-hmm. They get off and they're sitting out there. And Ashley asked the wrong question. I don't know what made her ask that question.
I would ask that question. Hey, let's do a check-in. See how things are feeling. I do it in my relationship. Oh, yeah, let's do a check-in. Are you good? All right. Anything?
Did you get a 50-50 answer too?
Yeah. No, I've not gotten a 50. Hold on. Yeah. I haven't got a Terrell. I'm 50-50 on us right now. I haven't got that yet. But I thought it was a good question, at least for her to ask. But I feel like Billy totally caught her off guard.
Yeah.
Because he said that he's torn straight down the middle of the yes no. So he's 50%. And it's all because of her job, that their jobs don't align.
It's nuts.
And Ashley's like, I thought we settled this job.
Right. Right. Because I thought they did too. Yeah. She's not crazy because I thought they did too. He's like, no, I don't think anything was set in concrete. Right.
Yeah.
Sandmeyer agrees that you said she Ashley asked the exact right question. And apparently because she needed to hear this.
Yeah.
She needed to hear this from him so she could really understand. Because she's still here stating her case. But Billy's checked out. He's done.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we do get to see Jed and Barta. And we get to meet Jed's parents. What'd you think of his parents?
I thought Jed's parents were really nice. I mean, you could see how much he loves his mom. Great relationship with his dad. I mean, I like their dynamic. But this whole thing was just kind of, it left me wanting because I just feel like, okay, this is really a waste of time. The only good thing I think that came out of that conversation is when the mom seemed skeptical because they haven't had any fights yet. Mm-hmm. And she said that, you know, that's not normal. It's like, it's this is all fun right now. This is the honeymoon phase.
What's not normal about not fighting? I mean, again, this has come up again, and it's, which should make, well, this is Jed's parents saying this one. So it's, because that's the same thing Olivia said. With this couple, it keeps coming up.
Well, yeah, but I've never been married. So married people in the chat, is it normal? Mm-hmm. Is fighting normal? Because when I hear fighting, I look at that as negative. Disagreements right. are going to happen.
Right.
You got to compromise. But when I think of fights,
right,
it's bad. But there's so many people feel like, well, that's normal. And maybe that's because they're in a shitty marriage and they just feel like this is what it is. This is what happens when you get married. You put up with whatever bullshit you got to deal with. And maybe that's why a lot of people aren't getting married now.
Yeah. Depends on who you marry. Matt says people associate drama with love and you don't have to fight. Right.
No.
You don't. It's it's nuts. And Mimi even says, why do they want them to be arguing after knowing each other for such a short time? That's my question, too. Like, why? Why?
Because the thought is, once you get into your first big fight, you're going to get divorced. Because y'all didn't have enough of a foundation to be able to handle
the storm. Give you the foundation?
No. Just saying. I think that's what it is. It's like everything's been great for 3 or 4 weeks. Y'all haven't had an argument yet.
Yeah.
How do you know? And everybody, you don't know how a person argues, right? Everybody mm-hmm. doesn't fight fair.
Yeah. No, that's true. And so to your point, having a disagreement and argument, seeing how somebody fights and how dirty they get during the fight could be one of those things, right? Yeah. Kira says, fighting, arguing, extreme disagreements and conflict resolution are normal, which is what you were saying, right?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And Tyler says, I got divorced because we were fighting.
There you go.
Yeah. Shari D, conflict, not fighting. And Anitra says, fighting is not normal. 25 years in, and we do not fight.
That's awesome.
Yeah. And Lisa's there too, but they're still in the honeymoon phase. Yes. And that's why I'm like, okay, here's the question. Isn't it more troubling to see Billy and Ashley having all these disagreements than Jed and Bart are not having any?
No, I think Billy and Ashley are having some real good disagreements and some real good conversations.
Hey, to let them know they ain't together.
Yeah.
They are not together. At least they shouldn't be. Katisha and Javin, let's get back mm-hmm. here. Because Megan already got her approval from Kieran to go talk to Katisha. What'd you think of the conversation with her and Katisha and how this went down?
Well, you know, I like how she tried to set it up. And then she's like, I just thought I have to tell you. Pretty much prepping her. But she said that, Javin came to the bar and his behavior at the bar was inappropriate. Mm. He went straight to Sophie when he got to the bar. She watched them get into a photo booth. Then she says that he was talking to Yolanda and Anu. And then she says she couldn't be more obvious what he was doing. And she asked him, why did he feel the need to hang out with the girls when all his boys were there? And Javin said, Yolanda makes me happy. Anu makes me happy. Katisha makes me happy. So I'm glad that, you know, Megan put it all out there.
Was it the liquor talking?
Don't know. Were they drinking?
I'm just trying to play devil's advocate on this one, because here's the thing. She gets all this conversation from Megan. Katisha gets all this information from Megan, goes back to her apartment and starts packing up. She's like, I'm done. This is what it is. Javin comes in. Perfect timing, obviously. And he tries to explain himself in mm-hmm. this. What do you think of his explanation, especially when he said that with Sophie, he was arguing in the photo
booth? Yeah. His explanation was crap because he never took his AirPods off. He stood there with his AirPods still in his ear. That tells me he doesn't care. If I knew my girl's about to leave, my fiance is about to leave me,
yeah,
I'm going to be like, hey, babe, what's going on? He never took his AirPods off. That tells me he didn't give a shit.
Yep.
But then he tried to say, like, I was talking to everybody. We were all like at one big table. But then he, what I think this is where he messed up. When she brings up him and Sophie going to the photo booth, he said, we were arguing. Okay, what are you arguing about?
About something we said in the pod.
Is what and never elaborated. It's like, but what are you arguing about that y'all have to go sit in a phone booth and hash it out?
Yeah.
Come on, you lying, dog. You lying.
Yeah. It's interesting because then Katisha tells him about the conversation she had with Megan. And of course, Javin calls Megan a liar.
Yeah. Of course. What you do?
He says, hey, I was speaking with Patrick and DeMola most of the night.
Mm-hmm. With me.
Hey, that's what Shaggy said, right?
Yeah, with me.
So I was a little confused when Katisha wrote the note. Like, did she leave, then come back and wrote the note? But she wrote him a note saying she can't get married and left the note and the ring for Javin to find.
Yeah. Now, she sat there for a bit. He left, and then she wrote the note.
Okay.
And then left. Yeah.
Okay. I must have blinked. I think a lot of people missed this part or may not agree. Is she learning anything here? Because she's said that she would be crying a lot more tears if she stayed later. She'd be crying a lot more tears later, right? And she's happy that she had the strength to leave.
Mm-hmm.
Is she learning now?
I don't think so. And I hope she doesn't try to text or call DeMola after this. You better not. If we at the reunion, we see her and DeMola, and I'm going to be like, DeMola, you fool.
Right.
Don't do it.
Yeah, I don't think he will, though, because he kind of laid it out already. He said that, and it didn't seem like he was too taken aback by her when he met her the first time. So, and he noticed he never even went to talk to her at the Pod Squad meetup. Because he already had his convo with her. We're like, we good.
Did you notice Javin, as soon as he read the note, he just tore it up and threw it away?
Yeah.
Because he don't care. Bye, bitch.
By the way, Intica says, 237 says, DeMola is no saint, please. He's a Yoruba demon, and I don't trust him. Wow. Where'd that come from?
Who hurt you?
Jeez. I mean, and Mimi says, by the way, Katisha already aced this lesson with her ex, so she shouldn't have to learn from this one. Now, Javin gets Patrick on the phone. FaceTime, which, again, don't ever FaceTime me, tell. Just let that be known.
What's up, dog? Just want to see what you're up to. I'm just sitting here in the bathtub, taking a bath.
And it's called to say goodnight.
Grand rising, Yanni.
interesting. I'm going to save this one and bring this back later. Did you believe the story Patrick was saying? Because he really was corroborating Javin's story.
Who knows what to believe? But in Patrick's mind, he thought maybe everything's fine. But there's no reason him and Sophie, Javin and Sophie, should have been in a photo booth.
Right.
There's no reason. If you have an argument, walk away. There's no point in arguing. You're not engaged to her.
Yeah.
Just walk away. But to do that in front of all those people, you messed up.
Now, next, it's the meeting with Megan and Kieran. And here's the thing I do like about this. Because he could have just had a conversation with Megan. No, Kieran, both of y'all, come on.
Right?
Because I'm not just going to talk to your woman like this without you being there, right? And he gets straight to it like, hey, no, there was some half-truths being told to Katisha. And the backbone of his defense, the focal point of his defense, was when she said he was all night with the women and from the Pod Squad. And he's like, were you watching me all night? Did you not see me do this? And she goes, no, I wasn't watching you all night.
Yeah.
Does he have a point?
No, he was splitting hairs with the all night thing.
Yeah.
That's what it was. It's like, dude, you know you messed up. This is what you try to argue when you know you're wrong. Mm-hmm. And so you're trying to make this other person look bad. And I love how this whole back and forth thing happened. You know, right. Him arguing with Sophie makes no sense. And I love how Kieran said, hey, I saw you go into the photo booth and the curtain was closed. I said, no, it wasn't.
There was no curtain.
Both lying. they are both making that up. And once Javon started getting loud, I'm surprised Kieran didn't jump in, because there's no way I'm going to let you sit there and talk to my girl that way. Well, now, if she's being spicy, I'm going to get in the middle of it, but I'm not going to sit here and just let you talk to her like that.
Yeah.
Period. Yeah. He was the one that was mad.
And I lower her voice first. Lower your voice.
He was the one that lied.
Hey, check your girl. that's the difference, because you start loud talking, but hey, you might want to handle, because I'm gonna just tick you off even more, make you start yelling. Hey, you want to turn the volume down a little bit? Here, take my remote, see if that works.
All I'm saying is, there's no way I can just sit there and let you talk to my girl like that. It's not gonna happen.
But you would have also told her like, hey, bring it down a little bit.
Hey, babe, you're out of six. I need you out of three.
Especially if it was me across from you.
Oh, Jesus, no. I wouldn't even let him get started. I'd be like, no, let's not. Let's not, because you're going to be serious, and he's going to realize you're serious, and he's going to kick it up a notch for fun. Don't do this.
Grab a drink just for the hell of it. By the way, so the ladies are all about what Megan did, because Kira says Meg stood 10 toes down there. Loved it.
Yep.
Classy
yep.
B says Megan stood on business.
Yeah.
and Sammy says this is what gaslighters do. They focus on semantics.
Yep. 100%.
You agree with that, huh?
Yeah, I agree. Because that's what he's so all night. Okay, dude. Let's just say you weren't all night talking to the girls. Why are you in a photo booth with Sophie with the curtain closed? To argue? That sounds so sketch.
Now, Leah says Megan ate Javon up. Do you agree with that?
Yeah, she didn't put up with this crap. I applaud Megan for how she handled it. True, she got emotional at the end because she's like, this is pointless. But I just like how she said, look, I don't care if you want to deny it. I said what I said. I told her what I saw. That's it. You can deny all you want. I don't care.
Yeah. And Shante's like, I was with Meg until she started crying at the end. Yeah, because at that point, you just lost the argument. I mean, truth or not, you can't walk up. There's no crying in baseball. Now, there are a couple people who say, like materialistic said, I'd be crying tears of frustration too.
Yeah.
Yeah. And High Vibe says, I don't understand her tears. And Assumpta B's calling out the part where she called him an effing prick.
Yeah. I like that. To his face. Prick.
And Rocky says, well, she couldn't help the WGTs. Would you be the WWTs, right?
Yeah, the WGTs.
Girl, not woman.
I know. I understand.
Did you like what Javon did apologizing to Karen for making his missus cry?
Yeah, but I think Karen still should have checked him.
He can't. That's why he knew he couldn't. He's like, all right, I'm not even going to do that. That's not it. So now we're down to the last two episodes, right? Mm-hmm. This was the spicy part of it. The main course, as you like to call it. And now we get down to the final two episodes. Let's get some predictions here. Mm-hmm. All right. Of the remaining couples, because obviously this couple's gone.
Yeah.
So let's start with Kieran and Megan. Make it or nah?
Make it.
So you say yes.
Yes.
It's interesting with these two, because I think they can. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I don't see anything really breaking them in that part, right? Jed and Barter.
Making it, but not together at the reunion.
I think they'll get past this first argument that we see the preview for. So I'm gonna go yes as well too. Look, we're pretty much the same right now, right? Cal and Silver.
Not gonna make it.
You don't think so?
I don't think so. I think Cal's going to realize he's selfish. He is who his brother said he is. Mm-hmm. And he's like, holy crap, this is getting real. I'm all our family, everybody's here. This is not going to work.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm actually going to go yes for them.
Okay.
So I'm gonna go. Look, Kira says Cal has no depth, and then nobody else is okay. Yeah. No, okay, I got one. Rocky's there with me. I thought, sheesh, I'm out here on a limb by myself. Ashley and Billy, do we even need to ask?
I'm gonna go no on this one.
I'm there with you. So let's see. To recap, you and I both say no on Ashley and Billy. Mm-hmm. Cal and Sarova, you say no, I say yes.
Mm-hmm.
And then we both say yes to Jed and Barter, even mm-hmm. though you said by the reunion they're probably going to be gone. And yep. Karen and Megan, we both say yes.
Yes.
This looks like 100%. That's what this looks like to me. I think we're batting, and well, one of us is going to bat 100%.
Yes.
And I think mine is 100%.
That's going to be mine.
So you got half of them going, half of the remaining making it. I've got 3/4 of them making it. So,
yeah.
All right. Ah, oh, man. So much to get to. Oh, wow. Salise, funny. Yes for Billy and Ash until he sees a plane, then no.
Yeah.
All right. Hey, appreciate you guys hanging out with us, man. Do us a favor. Please hit that like button. If you're not subscribed, please subscribe. Hit the bell for notifications. I am Yanni Rude.
And I'm Just Terrell.
Make sure you follow us at Yanni Rude, at Just Terrell, and at the RGRT Pod.
Yeah, send us some of your random thoughts, some of the bullshit on the internet. We may talk about it on the show.
It's the Regular Guys Random Thoughts Podcast. Cheers.